Boss Ladies, so I know I owe you at least an episode or two of the podcast, and it's been a bit of a tough long weekend for me because I've been considering whether I should pre-record these and still drop an episode every day over what is the summer holidays and Christmas here in South Africa, or whether I should take my own advice and actually take some time off. And I've very much been conflicted about the two. There's a massive storm brewing right now, which is kind of indicative of the battle that I've been waging inside my head the last couple of days. But the decision that I've come to is that we all need time off, right? We all need to be able to take a break. And sure, I could take an hour out of a day and I could pre-record some of these podcasts and make sure that you've still got something to listen to every day. But I know in my heart that they're not necessarily going to be great content, because if I'm totally honest, I'm pretty exhausted. It's been a long year. It's been a tough year. It's been very challenging, and there's been some amazing things happening and lots of adventures and all kinds of new ventures and things and opportunities. So it's been very up and down, and I think everyone that I've spoken to this year has very much experienced the same thing. So a lot of people complain that 2018 has been the year that's gone by the fastest that they can ever recall. But it's really been full of up and downs. It's very much been a roller coaster year. So what I'm going to be doing now, it's summer holidays, as I said. So here in South Africa, summer holidays and Christmas and New Year and everything is all rolled into like one giant long weekend. So you've got at least probably a week, if not 2 weeks, where not too much happens. We enjoy the sunshine. We spend time around the pool. We go down to the ocean or to the mountains for holidays. We spend time with family and friends. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be taking that time to rest and recharge and regroup and plan for 2019. And I'd like to invite you to do the same thing. So I'm going to be catching up on some reading. I'm sure you also got some books on your reading list. I'm going to be catching up on some television. I've got all kinds of things on my Netflix watch list. And I'm going to be spending time with my kids and swimming and hiking and just being a mom and spending time with my friends. So I'd like to invite you to do the same thing. Read a book, see movies, take naps, whatever it is that's going to feed your soul and going to just give you a sense of relaxation. Just end the year off. It's been a roller coaster year. Own it. Be thankful for the lessons. Maybe journal about it around, just do a retrospective on your year and what you've learned so far and, some of the things that you're looking forward to in 2019. And I will catch up with you early in the new year where we'll be doing some planning and everything. And the last thought that I'd like to leave you with for 2018 is that a date isn't going to change your life. A date on the calendar isn't going to make a difference. New Year's Day or your birthday or starting a healthier eating program or going to the gym on Monday, it's not a date that's going to change your life. It is a mindset shift, and it is the work that you're going to put in every single day that is going to change your life. So as we are rapidly on our way to a new year, I would like to ask you to do that retrospective. Look back on 2018 with gratitude for everything that you've learned, everything that you've experienced, new chapters, new adventures, new challenges, things and people and experiences that you've said goodbye to. And be ready, rest up, relax, recharge, regroup. Be ready to change your life in 2019. We're going to do amazing things together. And I honestly hope that listening to this podcast every day and following my writing on social media for future females, for Women on Top, Lionesses of Africa, following the work on my website, on Facebook, just getting a little bit of inspiration. I really hope that that's going to be part of your 2019. I wish you a festive season filled with love and joy and only good experiences. Try and stay away from the friends and the family that you don't really want to see. Just say no, okay? Do a retrospective on the things that you've learned from me this year. Outsource stuff. Just say no. Go traveling. Go do something cool for yourself. And we will catch up early in 2019, and we will be hard at work doing some really cool life-changing stuff. I'll chat to you again.